This is the real weepy and like tragic part of the story beginning, oh my brothers and only friends.
I'm in for four potential getaway drivers. Go.
No!
But I was told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume.
No!
Excuse me, we have a little bit of a hurry.
Hang on, Voltaire.
It's yet another long series of perversions in an attempt to avoid responsibility.
Hey everybody, it's Tanner from This Just In. Chris is not going to be on this podcast because this is a special edition of This Just In that probably only requires one person. We're not going to have a regular format. Basically, what me and Chris came up with was that issue 2 has officially been released. It is at Chris's house right now, not yet at mine. I'm waiting for the FedEx guy. But Chris has all his supplies ready and is going to be packing issues for shipping tonight, so they'll probably be shipping tomorrow-ish, somewhere like that. And today is October 10th, Tuesday. So instead of taking up a half hour of your precious, precious time, we instead decided to release this sneaky-ass podcast that essentially is just going to be a complete ploy to get you to buy copies of our literary journal. If you don't know, it's called The Means. It's going to be coming out twice a year. We've already had one issue, had some good reaction from it. The second issue, we believe, is represents a maturation of The Means, if you will. It's big. It's full of great stuff. It has a big-ass interview in it with best-selling author Stephen Pressfield. It has all kinds of different stories from all kinds of different genres, from stories about Mr. T to erotic stories about pregnancy. There's one that features Scott Baio as a primary character. And then, of course, you've got the features that, you know, we're hoping that we become known for, where you've got our letters to and from the future. We have a really crazy feature about a fake band led by a robot from the future. What else do we have? I mean, it's just, it's chock full of great stuff. It's 168 pages, a great cover, a great original cover by Brett Herholtz. I hope I'm saying his name right. Anyway, the ploy is, instead of listening to the podcast, which you could be doing right now, what you should do is head on over to www.the-means.com/journal, and then look over on the right side, and you'll see a little link that says subscribe. Go there and either navigate to purchasing single issues and buy a copy of issue 2, or if you feel confident that you can bank on us, subscribe with issue 2 and 3, or you can just say, you know, fuck issue 2. This sounds like shit, but you know what? They're going to pick it up for issue 3 and 4, so just subscribe to issue 3 and 4. Whatever you want to do, I don't care. The fact is, this may sound desperate, and it is, because we need money. We are, you know, me, I live paycheck to paycheck. I'm barely surviving, let's be honest here. I can't buy a Nintendo Wii. It's killing me. I have no money. I have to pay car insurance right now. I don't know how it's going to get paid, but it will. I'll have to sell crack. I'll do that. I'll kill people. I'll do that. That's the type of person I am. Anyway, what I'm saying is here, we're struggling, The Means is struggling, and we need your money. It's really the support of fans. Everything goes back into The Means. We're not making money off of this. We're just trying to keep going. And the way we keep going is from people buying our issues. And we think we're putting out a great product. So I would really hope that you go ahead, purchase an issue, single issue for $8. It's well worth it. 168 pages of entertainment. Or go ahead and subscribe. That's $6 an issue, and you'll be getting twice the entertainment. So I guess that sort of concludes this podcast, frankly. What I want you to do is turn this podcast off, delete it forever, delete it from your memory, and just buy the damn issue. But, you know, I feel sort of bad just leaving on a sour note like this, or really not delivering the traditional this just in your used to. So I do have a little something. On my drive home a few days ago, I had just gotten REM's latest best of compilation called And I Feel Fine, of their early stuff. And I'd never liked This Is the End of the World as we know it, or whatever you call it. You know, the song that we all heard in the 90s constantly. It was shoved down our throats. I couldn't stand it, probably because it sort of reminded me of that horrible-ass Billy Joel song where he goes on a stream of consciousness about a ton of bullshit, you know. But that's probably more my supreme hatred for Billy Joel than anything else. Anyway, I never really liked this song. And then I was listening to it, and I was like, this song kicks ass. And it kicks ass simply because they have an awesome hook chorus that they just repeat throughout the whole damn song. And what makes it brilliant is the vocal melody. So what I'm going to leave you with is this brilliant vocal melody from This Is the End of the World as We Know It, that you just don't get creative stuff like this anymore. Evanescence isn't doing it for me. Sorry. Anyway, here it goes. You know, maybe you'll notice it. I think what he's saying is, it's time I had some time alone, which really is a brilliant line if you think about it, specifically in the context of the song. But the goddamn vocal melody just rocks. So just listen to it, love it. You know, support REM, they kick ass. And support us, please, because we need the money. We need to be able to put out issue 3, frankly. So, you know, and we really appreciate it. Every dollar we get, we totally appreciate it. We hope that comes through in the product we deliver, the packaging, you know, the notes we insert in the issues, everything. You know, we're not some faceless sort of publication that doesn't really care about you. I mean, every single person that subscribes to our magazine is in our crew, and hopefully we'll get a chance to buy you a beer or a scotch on the rocks when we see you. So, thanks for the support, and here's REM kicking ass. And pay attention to the vocal melody.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world
as
we know it. And I feel fine.
Here they go. They're going to rock you right now.
It's the end.
The other bands might be like, you know what, we need something extra here. You know, we're just repeating the same thing, but Michael Stipe is just like, fuck that, this vocal melody kicks ass, I'm gonna repeat it for eternity. But of course, you know, so the album doesn't last forever, they had to end it at 4 minutes. And it's too bad. Anyway, see ya.